USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five board members of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas resigned Tuesday after the state power system failed during a deadly winter storm, leaving more than 4 million customers without electricity. All of the five board members live outside of Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he welcomed the resignations. Pilgrim's Pride Corporation, one of the largest U.S. poultry producers, pleaded guilty and was sentenced to pay $107.9 million fine on Tuesday to settle federal charges it conspired to fix chicken prices and pass on the cost to consumers. Chief Executive Fabio Sandri entered the guilty plea in Denver, Colorado Tuesday. A plea agreement had been reached in October. The Tesla Model Y standard range car was removed from the automaker's website over the weekend without explanation. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he wasn't going to introduce the vehicle at all because the range of the car would be unacceptably low at less than 250 miles. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
For the People Act sounds like a bad deal, Dan Naraki reports.
The resolution, called the For the People Act, would enact a number of changes to election law. The resolution would create automatic voter registration, expand early voting and voting by mail. It would also restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences and force Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. Congressman Jim Jordan says there are even more aspects of the bill that make it ridiculous. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that the American people should not stand for their tax dollars funding congressional campaigns.
It forces taxpayers to pay for campaigns, and of course it codifies all the problems in the 2020 election, as you pointed out, with mail-in balloting. But think about this. Think about the taxpayer financing the campaigns. So right now you have all these politicians in Washington doing all kinds of crazy things, spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of ridiculous things, and then they say, oh, by the way, voters, we're going to use your money to make sure I get reelected. Such a deal. So, yeah, this is where the left is going. It is crazy, and the American people, I think, see it for how ridiculous it is.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Motor Racing Network caught up with A.J. Allmendinger from Daytona Road Course on Sunday. He was asked, what kind of knowledge do you gain from working the TV side of a race?
Being at home, even when I wasn't racing, I was watching, especially the Xfinity races, trying to do everything I could help to keep moving forward with Colic Racing and building it, because that's something that I've truly enjoyed, maybe more than I expected, was just being part of the team, even if I wasn't driving. If you ask Chris Rice, I annoy him completely about what I would see. I'm brutally honest, like he is to me as well. And that's why we have such a good relationship, and all the men and women at Colic Racing, we're in it as a team, as a family. There's no pointing fingers. It can be hard sometimes because we will tell each other the truth. And sometimes the truth isn't always nice to hear on both ways, but it definitely allowed me to watch everything that was going on and just get a different perspective. It probably doesn't help me inside the car, but just to have a different perspective and know that we're trying to head in the right direction.
NASCAR Racing Sunday will be from the Homestead Miami Raceway. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Spring training for Major League Baseball gets underway this weekend. 14 games are scheduled for Sunday. The official start of the 2021 MLB season is Thursday, April 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.